yesterday, Wilbert talked about still waiting for one of the running backs to step up and be the guy that wants to be the ball carrier, be the premier guy in the scheme of the offense, the way things go. And I know injuries have played into it a little bit. What's your theory? Is there a guy, do you feel you have one of those guys that can step up and be the
guy? Well, we're hopeful, but it's hard. If you're not practicing, it's hard to step up and be the guy. That's I think, the source of frustration for all of us.
Like, Phil Taylor looked like he got the most reps in team drills today than he had all camp. Can you just talk about the progress he's making and what, maybe, I don't know if you noticed him at all today out there?
Yeah, I definitely saw him out there. A lot of his reps, we kind of leave it up to him, what he feels comfortable. I mean, because he's still very much, in recovery mode. And that's a hard thing. There's no way during the rehab to simulate taking on a double team and having 600-plus pounds leaning against you and all that. So he'll, he talks every day, communicates well with Coach Weaver, and, they'll have a daily plan for him.
Like, what do you need to see from him in the 4 preseason games to show you that he's ready to contribute?
Just feedback from him that he's confident, that it doesn't show it, with that injury. Typically, it'll show up on tape, especially when he starts to get tired. You can tell if he's favored in one leg over the other. So I just think time will tell with Phil.
Is Kenny Barnes taking that number one tight end job?
Yeah, Gary's done a nice job. I mean, we play with multiple tight ends, but right now, if we had to put one out there, it would be Gary. Gary's the ultimate professional. Comes out, does his job, prepares well, very rarely has a mental mistake. I think has a lot better hands than people give him credit for. And from a measurable standpoint, I mean, he's a big target. Not the fastest guy, but he's veteran enough. He knows how to get open.
And how is he as a block?
He's solid. He's solid. I mean, there are times where he might struggle with an elite guy, but I think I feel confident with him against most of the guys that he'll go up against.
It looks like Justin Gilbert's getting a lot of reps at kick returner. Are you interested in seeing him take that role at all?
Sure, he'll be part of that mix. We know that he had that, the resume from Oklahoma State coming in here, that he had some success doing it, and I'm sure we'll get some looks at him doing it in the preseason.
Has Kruger's role changed at all as far as leadership? Jabal left. He was kind of one of the senior guys back there. How has his role changed, if at all?
I see Paul taking on more of a leadership role, and the good thing about it is it's not forced. I just think he feels very comfortable in the system. Coming off a very successful year a year ago, and he sees a place, a void where he can step up and in his own way be a leader, and he's done it.
Mike, how would you describe Kirksey's season last year, and what kind of jumps have you seen him early on in camp?
I thought Chris did a lot of he did some really good things for us last year, but it was typical some rookie issues. But I thought for the most part he handled it very well. Did a very nice job on special teams. Was kind of job sharing with Craig at that second linebacker spot. And then when Carlos got hurt, his reps went up and he responded and played well. So he's taken that natural jump into year two. And that's why we have very high expectations for him and obviously holding him to a very high standard.
We've got time for about two more. We got to wrap.
Back to Phil Taylor. When he is healthy and able to play, where does he fit on the D-line now? Is he an end?
No, he'll be an inside guy. He'll be in either A gap or B gap, so he could be a shade, a nose, or a three technique.
I think McDonald's been behind Joe at left tackle when Bowie jumped in for him. If Joe misses any kind of time, who would be some of the other options?
Well, Cam's a guy that would have to take some work there as well. Bowie can slide over as you mentioned. That's something we need to talk about, just depending on if there is any time missed.